How did you get together with John Parr?
Well, John's been around in England for a long, long time, and he's been writing some great stuff. He's written a lot of stuff for Meatloaf in the past, just for one of the people he's written for. But he's managed by an old road manager of ours, a guy called John Wolfe. And it really just came from that.
Any truth to the rumor that John Parr used to be a Who roadie way back in the old days?
I used to be his roadie.
And he was the one who wrote Under a Raging Moon for you.
That's right, yeah.
Was that something you collaborated on, or did he just come to you with this on his own?
No. John was given a format to write to. I told him I wanted a song that celebrated The Who. And I wanted it to, you know, I wasn't running away from Who sounds or Who influences. And he came back a week later and he said, I've got this idea for a song. He said, I haven't got it written yet. He said, but it's called Under a Raging Moon. He had the line. And he came back with about three sets of lyrics. And out of the three sets of lyrics, I put, you know, between us, we put that song together. And it does exactly what I wanted it to do.
I think it really captures a number of different aspects of the Who performance. And Keith Moon, I heard you say at one point that not only is it from the audience's perspective, but it's of your perspective being in between all of this going on.
That's right. It feels, you know, that song to me feels to me like being at a Who show. And I can't ever speak to what it's like to be at a Who show from an audience's point of view because I was never there. But for me, it feels like a Who show. And that's exactly what I wanted.